This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We have got someone very, very special on the line. We have Dr. Tim Reid, Greens member for Brunswick. Doctor, we need to know what's going on. Apparently, there's obviously the world is a little bit different at the moment and there's some things that need to be addressed. What can we do about the reducing of imprisonment rates, particularly for Aboriginal and First Peoples?
Absolutely. It's a major problem. The number of Aboriginal people in prison in Victoria is much higher than it used to be. It was about 1 in 100 10 years ago. It's now about 2 in 100 Aboriginal people in Victoria at any given time are in prison. So that's doubling in a decade. And just so you've got a sense as to how bad that is, it's about 1.5 per thousand for all Victorians, but 2 per 100 for Aboriginal people. So the number has increased dramatically, and particularly in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of the problem is in minor offences, you know, bits of shoplifting, swearing at police, breaking the Bail Act, those sorts of very minor offences that are leading people going to prison.
They're going to prison for these small offences, and why is that something that some... Well, we know that a lot of people have done things like that and they don't end up in prison.
Exactly. So what happened was there was a lot of concern about one or two really notorious, famous crimes in that sort of 2010 to 2014 period, which led to the Bail Act being changed. There's a number of other things that have happened as well, mandatory sentencing, but one of the biggest changes is the Bail Act. And what that means is that you know, back when I was a kid in the 1970s, most people got bail.
Yep.
Even up until the turn of the century, most people charged with an offence got bail. Mm-hmm. They could go home, go to court when their court case was due, and then if they were convicted, they might be sentenced to prison.
Yep.
But now, many more of them, most of them, go straight to prison.
What?
And wait in prison for their trial. So the most minor offences you're still safe at home. But the problem is the percentage of people going to prison has increased dramatically. And the reason for that is that it's kind of on you. You have to prove why you should not go to prison. Whereas what it used to be was that you only went to prison if the magistrate thought you're a high risk of harming the community or not showing up.
Yeah.
And so that's what's changed.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, what can we do about it, Dr. Reid? Or more importantly, what's the Parliament up in Spring Street doing?
So, well, the Parliament in Spring Street is doing precisely nothing. No, that's a little bit unfair. I should be fair. What they have done is they've given some money to make it easier for Aboriginal women to get bail for some programs, but they haven't changed the law. And no amount of money and programs will make it easier for people to get bail until the law is changed.
And was that just the women that are getting the bail?
Yeah. So they've done some work there, and that's important, and credit to them for that.
Yep.
But let me just put it to you another way. At the end of 2014, there were just over 500 Aboriginal people in Victorian prisons. By February this year, it was up to 890. So we're talking about a lot of people, and about over 10% of prisoners in Victoria are Aboriginal people. So, that's an extraordinary overrepresentation.
Yeah.
So what we need to do, number one, is change the Bail Act, something back to something like it was before, so that you get bail unless the magistrate thinks you're an unacceptable risk to community safety or running away and not turning up.
Yep.
And most people don't fall into that category.
And can I say, I don't know if this is right, but I do know, having grown up in Perth, and like for things like small things with shoplifting, if you look a certain way, you're also watched more. And that means that you're more likely to, like, there are a lot of people that there are a lot of people that shoplift. But we do live in a world where what you look and what your skin colour is does sometimes put a target on your back. So I'm not saying, I'm not endorsing shoplifting, but is that another part of the systemic racism kind of thing in that way?
Yeah, look, that is so true. So, you know, I'm a white, middle-class, middle-aged man. I'm never harassed by police. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy for me. But Aboriginal people, other black people, people of colour, know what it's like to be watched, as you say, and to have, you know, greater attention from the police, to be more often to be stopped and suspected and to have to justify themselves more. So that's a large part of it. The other point is that our First Nations people are more disadvantaged, right? More poverty, homelessness, trauma, lower levels of employment and education. All of these things are more common in those groups. More likely to be, for example, unable to pay fines, yeah, or, you know, commit minor offences. And the Bail Act might not get you for a minor shoplift, but it will get you if you fail to turn up to your first hearing date.
Yeah.
So if you breach the Bail Act, you're in prison.
Yeah.
It'll get you for a couple of offences. So reforming the Bail Act is seriously overdue, and the best thing we can do to reduce black deaths in custody, to help Aboriginal populations who are kind of running into trouble with the law and so on, is to reduce the number that are locked up.
Yep, absolutely. Dr. Tim, you are talking the voice of reason again. We will put all of our links up and where people can go to follow what they need to do. And, sometimes we have to vote. We have to, you know, change things with our votes and change things with our writing to different, well, to Spring Street, I guess, and
that is
different people.
Correct. Look, Dr. Tim Reid from the Victorian Greens, member for Brunswick, thank you again for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me. See you again.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.